Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be at your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kara.
Hey, Kara, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this guy named Josh for a couple of months, and it's been going pretty good. I mean, we're not in a relationship or anything, but we're having fun, and we like hanging out and stuff. So anyway, last week we were at dinner, and I was telling him about that show You on Netflix.
Yeah.
And he'd never heard of it, so I texted him a link to the trailer on YouTube. And when his phone buzzed, I noticed that he got a text from someone named DC. So I'm like, is the president calling? And then I saw that the text on his phone was one that I sent him. So I said, is that my text? And he goes, yeah. So I go, why am I listening to your phone in D.C.? And he gives me this look. Then he goes, because you said you were from D.C. And I'm like, when did I say that? I never said I was from D.C. And he goes, yeah, you did. The night I met you, you told me we were from D.C.
Well, speaking as a guy, you know, sometimes if you're a dude, and you have a hard time remembering girls' names. You put something in your phone you can remember about them. Like, I remember when I first met my wife, Nicole, she gave me her number, and I swear, I put it in under Italian girl or something like that.
Okay, I get that, but I'm actually not from D.C. I never told anybody I was from D.C.
So you never said to him, I'm not from around here, I'm from D.C. or anything?
No. Like the first night we met, we were at a brewery, and we were drinking. But I wasn't drunk, and I would have remembered lying to someone and saying I was from D.C.
Did you say anything that maybe led him to believe you were from D.C.? Like, did you say, oh, this traffic isn't as bad as D.C. or the Redskins are my team or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so then why are you listed as D.C. on his phone then?
That's what I wanted to know, you know, because I don't think he's telling the truth. I think it means something else.
I see. So, okay, so you think he has you listed under some kind of code name then?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, you should have seen the look on his face when I asked him why I was listed in D.C. on his phone. It was like, I saw something I wasn't supposed to.
Well, I mean, to be honest, the whole just initials thing should be a huge red flag to begin with.
Yeah, Ashley's right about that. I mean, I remember my single days, I always listed girls under initials. Always. Because that way, if one of them texts you while you're on a date, you can be like, oh, that's just JB is just Jeff Brown. I work with him. And when really it was Jessica Biel was texting.
Well, that's fine. Like I said, we're not in a relationship. But why would he list me as DC then? And that's not my real initials.
Yeah, she's right. I mean, DC probably stands for something.
Okay, so DC. So, all right, how about dirty? Dirty, like, I don't want to say the second part.
It's probably, I mean, maybe it's something like, don't call. Meaning, like, if she calls him, don't answer, let it go to voicemail or something.
That could be, yeah. I mean, I definitely had girls that I had no problem carrying on text conversation with, but I actually hated talking to them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he likes texting with you, but he doesn't want to have a full-on conversation. So DC could be don't call.
All right, so I have an idea. I think I know what DC means.
Okay, what do you think it means?
What if it means dumpster crotch?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, dumpster crotch. Like, maybe she's, like, really nice, really fun to hang out with and all that, but down there it's just a car accident. It's a
dream. Dumpster crotch.
Dumpster crotch.
No.
I highly doubt that it's dumpster crotch.
Okay. All right. So Kara, I'm assuming you want us to find out what DC stands for, correct?
Yeah, because if it's something really bad, then I'm not going to waste my time. I mean, honestly, grow up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that's another thing. Like, it might not be bad. It could be like Dimpled Cutie or something like that. We don't know. Okay, so does Josh have any really close guy friends? Like, I mean, best friends that might know that he stores girls' names by secret code in his phone.
I mean, he has a ton of friends, yeah.
Okay, but you don't know if he has, like, a best friend that might know about his little system?
No, not really. I mean, we've only been going out for a couple months.
Okay. So then if we're going to find out, we're going to have to go right to him, and we have to get him to tell us. We're going to have to... to bribe him or something with something like pretty sweet. And then, Kara, we need you to give us Josh's phone number so we can call him when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Why don't we do this, too? How about this? If you're listening this morning, send us your best guess as to what you think DC means. We'll turn it into a big contest. If anybody guesses right, then we'll give you a prize, okay? So text us what you think DC means. And hopefully we will all find out when we come back next. So now, what are the text lines saying?
Some we can't read.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Dumb chick.
Dumb chick.
Let's see.
We got a lot of drunk
downside,
chick.
Down low chick.
Down
drunk
low chick.
Chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
down low chick, drunk chick. So the C is probably chick.
Mm-hmm.
Or it, crotch.
Or I will ask.
Okay. There's lots of dirty... You know,
see. Yeah. So here's what we decided we were going to do. Now, this is going to sound weird. I have to explain this ahead of time. We're going to call Josh. I'm going to run our guesses by him about what we think DC stands for.
And you're going to include dumpster crotch.
I will. How about I will start with dumpster crotch?
Great. Get it out of the way. You know what? Rip that Band-Aid right off, buddy.
Here's the thing. I have to tell you this ahead of time. To get him to tell us what it really is, he has to think we're going off the air. I will tell him we're going to commercial break.
You're going to lie.
Yes. And then I'm going to play the first part of a commercial. I want you to know this because we're not really going to commercial. So when you hear the commercial start, don't turn your radio off. I need him to hear that so he thinks we go to commercial. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So when you hear that part, it just means we're not really going to commercial. It's just going to sound like it. And then I'm going to pot him back up.
Okay.
It's just going to be us. Okay?
We got it.
All right. Then let's see if this works. All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Can I speak to Josh, please?
Hey. Yeah. Speaking. Who's calling?
This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you today?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you for asking. So this is Josh, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. So, Josh, now you probably don't know this because you probably haven't been listening, but your love life has been quite the subject of discussion on our show this morning.
My love life?
Yes. Now, have you been listening at all so far this morning?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Okay, so it's not that big of a deal. We got this email from a girl you know named Kara. You guys are friends, right?
Yeah, Kara, we're friends.
Okay.
I mean, actually, you're a little more than just friends, though. I mean, you guys are technically dating.
Yeah, we've gone out a few times.
Okay, so we heard that you have her listed on your phone as DC, and I guess it's because she told you she was from DC originally or something like that.
Wow, you guys really have been talking about my love life.
Yes, okay. I told you. So here's the thing. We kind of have figured out that the whole I'm from DC thing isn't the reason you have her in your phone as DC. We know that. That's not the reason. We know that it's probably some sort of reference code for something else. I was a single dude. I did it too. What we don't know is what DC stands for. So we all took bets. Like, we have a lot riding on this. We all have our own theories of what DC means. Now, you don't have to tell us anything on the air, okay? But we do want to give you our guesses, and then you tell us if we're right, okay?
Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening.
Okay, so can we tell you our guesses?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. We're going to start with the one that everyone seems to think is wrong, which is dumpster crotch. Is that right?
Dumpster crotch. Yeah. No, sorry. That's
not really wrong. That's not right. So is the C even for crotch, though? Maybe it's like dirty crotch?
No, okay. Nothing with crotch.
Nothing with crotch. All right, Ash.
So I think the DC means don't call. Like, meaning if she calls you, like, don't answer, or just let it go to voicemail or something.
So, DC, don't call.
No, sorry. You guys are pretty creative.
That's not it. Okay. So, now somebody on the text line suggested, I can't read this on the air, but D control. Like the D word and then control. Like, this girl has good D control. Is that even close?
Wow. This is the most entertaining morning I've had in a while. No, sorry, that is not right okay. either.
So we are all wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
But we were right that it's not, you know, D.C. because of the I'm from D.C. thing. We were right about that.
Correct.
Ah. Okay, do you want to tell us what it really means?
I do not.
Okay. All right, understood. Man's got to have his secrets. Okay, now listen, don't hang up, though, because I was hoping I could get the answer from you off the air. Please, off the air, off the air.
Right.
We will even we'll go into commercial. I'll play a commercial break right here, and then I'll pick Josh up off the air. So let's go play a commercial.
Lazy Boy is celebrating the grand reopening of our newly remodeled
Josh,
location in Virginia Beach.
First of all, sorry to interrupt your morning and all of that. Thank you for being a good sport.
No, it's been a really good laugh. Thank you.
I realize this is kind of crazy to get a call because, okay, so just me and you. From one dude to another dude, what is the DC thing about? What is DC?
It's not really a huge deal, but I had a roommate in college, and he would always grade the girls that he was dating by having one letter score for their face and one for their body. So he would tell me stuff like, oh, I'm going out with Julie tonight. She's a B, C. So, like, her face was a B and her body was a C.
Okay. So you sort of adopted that idea, and then you kind of list people in your phone that way.
Yes, just casually dating, because it's an easy shorthand to remember.
Gotcha.
Like,
So if a girl is DC, then she's got a D face and a C body then?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, well, what about this then? I'm giving you a D in maturity, and I'm giving you an F on your D size.
Oh.
I guess that means I have to list you as a DF, which is perfect for you, dumb f***.
So I guess that is the end of that, then.
So she was on the phone listening?
Yeah.
Okay, you probably could have told me that before I had this conversation. Jesus.
Yeah, probably.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.